Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
To the Alex Jones Show. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm filling in for Alex today. Alex has had a pretty intense week. That's an understatement. He led a protest on Wednesday to protest the TSA's threat of an economic blockade against the airports in the state of Texas. And his voice was pretty hoarse yesterday, but he, you know, the guy's got an amazing voice, so he powered through the show no problem. Today I'm filling in for him. We just heard from Paul Joseph Watson, who helped us understand what's going on in Congress with a shift of power from Congress to the president. Ron Paul calls it the final nail in the coffin of the republic if this new shift in war powers is granted to the executive branch of the U.S. government. Now, I promised you we would talk about GMOs today, and we're going to do that right now. But first, just real quickly, there's a study you need to know about. This a study that was published in the Public Library of Science, the open source medical journal, and it was conducted at Harvard Medical School, and it found that there is a, quote, highly influential hidden curriculum that pushes doctors into training, that pushes doctors into accepting and promoting Big Pharma's products. In other words, doctors are indoctrinated in medical school to prescribe drugs, to push vaccines, to push a pharmaceutical approach rather than a holistic disease prevention approach. They're not familiar with nutrition by the time they graduate from medical school. You know, it's true. The average, I know doctors. I talk to them. I interview them. And they'll tell you, as they've told me, that in 4 years of medical school, a typical doctor gets less than 1 hour of information on nutrition. 1 hour. We're talking 60 minutes. That's it. That's about all the nutrition information they get. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, we have this up on the website. Harvard Medical School professors are paid big bucks by Big Pharma to push meds because they don't understand nutrition. They're only taught about pharmaceuticals, so that's what they push. Kind of sad, actually, because you really want to control healthcare costs in America? Get nutrition legalized. Legalize health freedom so that people can have access to the solutions to cancer. We know how to prevent cancer easily. We also know how to cure cancer in many cases using non-conventional, non-chemical treatments. I mean, it's funny. You look at Fukushima fallout, and we talked about Chernobyl fallout from 1986, and they said how many hundreds of thousands of people are going to get cancer from that. One of the doctors said, well, 470,000 people, their cancers will be treatable. Well, if you get cancer from radiation, what do they treat your cancer with? More radiation. It's insane. In fact, the amount of radiation you get in radiotherapy is orders of magnitude larger than the amount of radiation that you're exposed to, even as a TEPCO worker inside the Fukushima nuclear power facility right now. That's how much radiation you get in radiotherapy. I didn't mean to get off track, but the cancer treatment industry is all about radiation. I mean, come on. If radiation gave you cancer, how can it cure your cancer? It can't. Toxic chemicals can't cure your cancer. But getting on to GMOs, just a shocking news study came out, published in the journal Reproductive Toxicology. And this study is just blowing people's minds. It says 93% of unborn babies are contaminated with GMO toxins. Before you're even born, you're already contaminated with GMOs. That's what's happening. 93%. We have other information here about the BT insecticide, which is generated by genetically modified crops. They actually grow their own insecticides in their plant fibers to fend off insects. So they're growing their own insecticides because they're GMOs. Well, these BT insecticides are now being found in human blood. And we will discuss more of this as we continue here on the Alex Jones Show. On the other side of this break, we have a couple of important news items, but more on GMOs when we return. Stay with us.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm filling in for Alex today. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. We have been talking about some health issues, and we're going to continue to cover GMOs because of this breaking research that shows, and I have a small correction here, I said 93% of unborn babies are contaminated with GMO toxins. That's actually 80%. The 93% is the pregnant women, their bodies. 93% of expectant mothers are contaminated with GMOs because of what they're eating, and we will talk about where all these GMO toxins are coming from in your food. But before we get to that, we have some additional breaking news. Now, you may recall the coverage of this right here on Alex Jones Show and PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com about a U.S. Marine Corps veteran, Jose Warena. He was killed by what I understand was a SWAT raid. He was shot 60 times. He is a veteran who was killed by a police raid in Tucson, Arizona. There's going to be a memorial for him, a gathering, on Monday morning. And joining us here to talk about this, and we'll give you more details, so stay tuned here, is Stuart Rhodes, founder of OathKeepers.org. Stuart, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for taking time, sir, to join us today. Can you tell us a little bit about this rally? What's going on, and what's the story behind this?
Well, what this is, as you said, this was a shooting of a Marine veteran, and it was an incident at a critical point. This is only for a search warrant, and this is a person who had no criminal history. And that's a major problem right there, is that SWAT is now being used to serve routine search warrants and on people with no criminal history or violence. violent crime. And so the only real justification for going in like this is that he is a person who may have weapons. Well, that's half the country at least. And so that's the first problem with it. And the second problem with it is that SWAT raids like this, whether intentionally or not, basically mimic a home invasion by criminals. So you can't tell who it is. By the time you figure out who it is, you're staring down your rifle, looking at this person trying to figure out whether they're a good guy or a bad guy. And the SWAT team, when they see a man with a rifle, they shoot.
Right.
That's a problem. That's a systemic problem across the country.
Was this raid conducted by Tucson PD or Tucson SWAT?
No, not Tucson PD. It was the Pima County Regional SWAT team. Pima County Sheriff. So this is Sheriff Duffnick's department, but also officers from other jurisdictions combined.
What is happening now in the aftermath, the investigation of this? You know, obviously your rally is going to be very important, and I hope you have people out there with video cameras so you can get some footage of this and share it with us, not only on the Alex Jones Show, but also with the website where I'm an editor as well. But what is the aftermath of this situation in the investigation?
Aftermath.
Well, is there an investigation going on about the SWAT? You know, every time when they shoot somebody, there's almost always an investigation so that they can justify their situation. Are there questions being raised right now that would perhaps point to a fault on the part of the SWAT team?
Well, like I said, I think the fact that they went in so quickly, and there's a video right now from a helmet cam of one of the officers, because initially there were conflicting stories about whether or not they had the sirens on. And he had a Vietnam veteran neighbor say that he didn't hear any sirens. And we also had our chapter president go down there and talk to neighbors. They said they didn't hear any sirens. And it's possible that they played the siren, but no one heard it. Because sirens are pretty, or they didn't even realize what was going on, because sirens are pretty common. But the big point is that what happens usually in these raids is they'll knock on the door, or they can say they did knock, but they'll wait at the most 15 seconds before they kick it in. So it gives you a 15-second window to wake up, perhaps look out the window and see those police officers, and then answer the door. That's a very tight time frame.
Yes.
And so that's the problem, is that most people don't have enough time to do that. In this situation here, the wife woke him up yelling, "There's men outside." If your wife wakes you up yelling, "There's men outside," you're not going to open the window and stick your face in the window. I can pull the curtain. I can do that. Anybody who's getting training is not going to do that, expose himself to possible hostile fire.
Exactly.
And Tucson's got a real problem with home invasion. Even the police spokesman himself acknowledged that Tucson's well known for home invasions, which is why they play the siren to let people know that it's police and not a home invasion. Well, the problem is that they might not hear the siren, or they might not realize the siren had anything to do with this big bang on their door. So that's a systemic problem across the country. That's why we're going to be there. That SWAT should be used to serve routine search warrants on people with no violent criminal history. There's no justification for it in our view.
We're getting a lot of background noise from you there, Stuart. So let me just break in here. And it sounds like you're in an airport, so I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. But the event is at 8 a.m. sharp Monday morning. That's Memorial Day, May 30th. And it is in Tucson. And by the way, I used to live in Pima County, so I can confirm that there are a lot of home invasions, a lot of break-ins there. That's a big issue down there. And how do you know whether it's a criminal breaking in versus a SWAT team? I mean, especially if you don't expect a SWAT team. If you're not a criminal, why would you expect a SWAT team to break down your door? So you would assume that they must be criminals if they're breaking in. Reasonably
exactly.
Assume that.
And in fact, the more well-trained you are, the more likely you are to react like this Marine, which is kind of a perverse situation. So retired police officers, veterans, and any well-trained civilian, the better trained they are, the more likely they are to do the exact same thing he did, and the more likely you are to be shot by SWAT, because they're not going to wait to see whether you're a good guy with a gun or a bad guy with a gun. They assume everyone with a gun is a bad guy.
That's right.
That's a problem.
All right. The location is at the intersection of West Valencia Road and South Wade Road. Is there a website where people can get information?
Yes, they can go to oathkeepers.org, and we'll have updates there of all the details and our plans. The Sheriff Mack will be with me, as well as retired Special Forces Major Rex McTeer from our board of directors, and he'll talk about the militarization of the police that he saw from the inside from Special Forces when they were first asked to go train police officers,
okay,
and how many of his trainers thought it was a very dangerous thing to do.
All right, thank you. Oathkeepers.org, everybody, to get more information about this Memorial Day meeting. And Mrs. Vanessa Warena is going to be there. She is the spouse, the widow of the Marine Corps veteran who was shot and killed in this raid. Stuart, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate your time and your efforts to bring light, bring this subject to light. Thank you. This is just some of what's going on in America these days, folks. You've got raids. We covered a raid of a woman in Detroit, Marianne Godboldo. She refused to medicate her child with psychiatric drugs, her teenage daughter, and the police showed up, knocked on her door, demanded to come in and kidnap her daughter. She refused. Allegedly, a shot was fired, and then the SWAT team showed up. So then she has a SWAT team on her front porch, and the state eventually did take her daughter away, and now she's facing multiple criminal charges. That happened in Detroit. This is happening increasingly across America. The guns are coming out, and without justification. I mean, I don't mind using the threat of lethal force against real criminals, against serial rapists, against murderers, you know, against people who are a real danger to society. We obviously need a local police system, like sheriffs. We need some law and order. We are supposed to be a country of law and order, so I don't have anything against that. But when these guns and this force is turned against innocent citizens, and especially Iraq war veterans who have served our nation and who have put their bodies and their lives on the line in defense of America, for them to be gunned down, it's just incredible. It's hard to get back to GMOs, but I got to cover that. It's very frustrating, obviously, to see what's happening in America today. But look, the GMO issue is just as important because this is a widespread contamination of our entire food supply. Now we're seeing the BT toxin in the blood of fetuses, in the blood of expectant mothers. And this is even from people who think they're not eating GMOs. How are you getting it? Here's how it works. If you're out there buying, let's say, beef or pork or chicken, you might think, hey, the cow isn't genetically modified. The chicken's not genetically modified. Well, not yet anyway. If you give it a few more years, they probably will be too. But the cows are being fed GMO corn. The chickens are fed GMO corn and soy. And the pork, they're being fed, the pigs are being fed GMOs. So the GMOs are being concentrated in the bodies of these animals so that when you buy the beef or you buy the chicken or you buy the pork and you eat that, you are eating a concentrated source of the BT toxin that's generated by the seeds from the GMO crops. This is something that not a lot of people recognize. They don't realize this, that it's coming through the meat as well. Now, you can get safe meat. You can get grass-fed, free-range, 100% locally grown organic beef. It doesn't even have to be organic. If it's just free-range, grass-fed, local beef, I implore you, go down to your farmer's market on this Saturday, tomorrow, and find a source for some local grass-fed beef. If you eat beef, get it where it's safe. Don't get beef that comes out of a factory, an animal food factory, where they're fattened up with GMO corn because they're just concentrating the poisons from the GMOs. Now, the GMOs, look at this. They are now poisons in the bodies of a whole generation of children. We're getting close to 100% contamination of North Americans with GMOs. That's how bad it has become. And it's not just about poisoning us with the GMOs. It's also about controlling the food supply. Because the farmers are being told that if you don't buy the GMO seeds, then when the GMOs contaminate your fields, you're going to be sued by the GM seed companies. So they're being economically terrorized, much in the same way that the TSA is terrorizing the state of Texas economically by threatening to shut down the airports. The GMO seed companies do much of the same thing to the farmers. So the farmers give in far too often. They believe the lies. They believe that the GMOs will produce more crops. And then they have a crop failure. In India today, I don't know how many suicides. It's something like 30,000 suicides a year from farmers who were growing GMO crops and then they had crop failures and it didn't produce what was promised. It's a big lie about the GMOs. They say that the GMOs are going to feed the world. No, they're not. They're going to poison the world. And we're seeing the evidence right now with the BT toxin in the blood of expectant mothers and in the fetuses, in the unborn babies who are born contaminated with GMOs. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. There's much more on the other side of this break.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back, folks, to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex today. We've been talking about GMOs and a number of fascinating topics. Oh, man, GMOs. I want to share something with you very quickly on this about GMO labeling, because in America, the industry, the FDA, and the USDA have conspired with the food industry to make sure that you, the consumer, don't know what contains GMOs. They've said if it's labeled, oh, it might confuse you. That's right. Having more information might be confusing to people. That's how stupid they think you are. What's wrong with a label that says this food contains GMOs? Well, the reason they don't do that is because they know if that label was on there, nobody would buy it. Well, most people wouldn't buy it anyway. People who are informed wouldn't buy it. And most of the food industry would collapse. I mean, look, even Whole Foods admits that their organic foods are not 100% free of GMOs. Just they admit that, and I'm a supporter of Whole Foods in many ways. I like to buy health products there, but even they can't control it because the cross-contamination is so great. So there's GMO contamination, even in the stuff that you think doesn't have GMOs. But here's what I want to warn you about. When you're out buying corn chips, now corn is almost always GMO if it's not organic. So if you're buying corn chips and that bag of corn chips says, it's all natural, you might think, well, that must be natural. In other words, it can't be genetically engineered if it's natural, right? That's what they want you to believe. In truth, that contains GMOs as well, usually, unless it's organic. So organic cannot be grown intentionally with GMOs. So the way to get non-GMOs, if you're buying corn chips, or corn flake type of cereal, or corn tortillas, or you know, soy products, or canola oil, the only way to get it without GMOs is to make sure that it's USDA organic, and then you can trust it to have virtually no GMOs, even though there's probably still a little bit of contamination. But again, if it just says natural, forget it. It's got GMOs in it, almost always. That's the truth about GMO labeling that they don't want you to know, and I'd love to talk to you more about GMOs, but I got to share this with you about the FTC. The FTC, because this is a short segment here, geez, we need to get moving. The FTC is conducting a secret war on nutritional and health product companies. They conducted a raid not too long ago on Daniel Chapter 1, a gunpoint raid. They oh, man, there was a three-year-old granddaughter in the office who hid behind a bookcase as the raid happened. They came in shouting, it's a raid, it's a raid, armed agents with bulletproof vests. And what does this company sell? What do they sell that's so dangerous? They sell herbs that have an anti-cancer natural chemical in the herbs. That's right. One of the things that the search warrant was looking for that was used by the federal government to conduct this raid was, quote, any representation that any Daniel Chapter 1 product can be used to prevent, treat, cure, or mitigate any illness in man or other animal. Yeah. So first of all, they think we're all animals. And secondly, they think that anything that can treat or cure a disease is illegal contraband. Is it any wonder why we have a healthcare crisis in America? Why we have just skyrocketing rates of chronic degenerative disease that we know how to cure? Is there any reason the states and the government's going broke because of healthcare costs? Because the government comes in and says, if your medicine works, if this herb works or this vitamin works or this supplement works, then it's illegal. Because they say then it's an unapproved drug. That's right. It's an unapproved drug. Then they go in. They stole, with Daniel Chapter 1, by the way, they stole their computers. They stole their personal files. They stole their list of testimonials and even their witness list that they were going to use to help defend themselves in the FTC court. You can learn more about this, by the way, at DanielChapter1Freedom.com. I don't know if you can bring up that website, but DanielChapter1Freedom.com. They are one of the companies that's being pursued by the FTC in this tyranny situation. Another one, see if you can bring this up, the consent decree of permanent injunction that the FTC filed against a company that manufactures cherry products. This is incredible. You don't even know about this because most companies will not publicly talk about this because they're so intimidated and so afraid of the tyrants at the FTC that they won't talk about this publicly. I've had dozens of these companies talk to me privately but not let me go public with this. A consent decree is what the FTC requires a company to sign in order to control them. And in when you sign a consent decree, you admit to committing crimes that you never committed. You admit to introducing into commerce articles of misbranded drugs, even though all you were selling was a cherry extract or a blueberry extract or an anti-cancer herb. This is happening in America today, folks. We're going to talk more about this every opportunity we get. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. There's more on the other side of this break. Thank you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Ah! Would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Had a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I hope you're enjoying today's show. We've been talking about GMOs and health freedom, the TSA, a number of other topics. We have Aaron Dykes going to be joining us here to talk more about the TSA in just a minute. I'm going to wrap up the health freedom issue with the FDA and the consent decree first, because what I left off with before the break was the idea that the FDA could come in and make you sign a secret document called a consent decree that forces you to admit to crimes you didn't commit. And in that document, I just want to share a couple more details with you. And I have this document in front of me here. I don't know if you can get an overhead shot of this, but it says that at any time, the FDA can force you to cease manufacturing, to submit reports to the FDA, to recall any of your products, to take whatever corrective actions it wants you to take, and then the FDA can conduct surprise inspections of your facility, and they'll bill you for it. Yep, you got to pay the FDA something like, what is it, $78 an hour plus mileage to come raid you without notice. That's how crazy this gets. Plus, you're supposed to turn over your entire customer list to the FDA, and the FDA has forced some companies to refund everybody who has ever bought their product in the history of the company. They don't do that with drug companies. When drug companies are caught lying and fabricating studies, they don't have to refund everybody who ever bought the product. This is a tactic reserved solely for the nutritional supplements industry. And then if you don't go along with the FDA, you're going to be fined $1,000 a day per incident for as long as you hold out. So that can mount up pretty quickly. Basically, this is a way to put companies out of business
who are selling natural products that can prevent, and even in my opinion, in many cases, cure degenerative disease. So I hope we get a chance to talk about this more. But now, in this segment, we're going to be joined by Aaron Dykes. Aaron, thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah, it's great to be on with you.
It's good to have you here. We don't get a chance to do this very often, so it's good for you to be here.
Well, maybe more and more, so.
I hope so.
But it's just totally crazy. The whole system is turned on its head. You know, home gardening, having chickens in your backyards, being a natural food supplier, that's all being illegalized and criminalized. But everything, like you said, they have, warranties, they have protection, they have, they don't have to pay damages, et cetera, for the big military-industrial stuff, and it's linked in at that military-industrial level with the food and the drug stuff. It's just totally creepy.
That's a really good point, because even, for example, chemotherapy came out of the chemical weapons of World War I. I mean, it's the parent chemicals of these drugs are the same as the bioweapons that have been outlawed by...
Yeah, Donald Rumsfeld and those kind of people working with Searle and the vaccine stuff and the aspartame.
That's right.
And I looked up Monsanto the other day. Totally creepy. Their corporate board tied in with Lockheed Martin, tied in with McDonald's, a lot of other really strange stuff, skull and bone senators. And
yeah. Well, the weapons manufacturers, I mean, they turn the food into a weapon. I mean, that's the key. That's where GMOs are at right now, where the food is the weapon.
Absolutely.
Because they can drop bombs on you, but that's kind of obvious. It's a little more covert to put fluoride in your water and put aspartame in your diet soda and put BT toxin in your corn. You know, people don't notice that.
And there's so many inputs and they work together, it would be very hard to prove that they cause all this damage down the road, especially when it takes decades.
But
it certainly accumulates, right?
That's right. Now, I understand you've got a lot of information about TSA for us today.
Well,
right?
I'm just totally riled up about them this week, having been at the Capitol. And it's like one of those best of times, worst of times week. I've really seen the activists just totally focused and mobilized and being effective, not only here in Texas, but all across the country. But then TSA is moving forward. They're getting more aggressive than ever, doing the stuff at the proms, just really doing the strong-arm tactic, financial terrorism, saying that it would be a no-fly zone, that the planes wouldn't be able to leave. I mean, that is just so bold. I cannot believe it.
Well, I mean, this is what got Alex all riled up on Wednesday, where he spontaneously called for a rally at the state capitol here in Austin. And I understand a couple of hundred people over a period of several hours came and joined it and then left on their own schedule. But that was quite an event going on down there.
Yeah, I dare say they heard the message. but they killed the bill, of course. But right. Now we have, now we have the lieutenant governor. He was about to run for Senate. Now Dan Patrick, the guy who raised the legislation and was angry that it was killed, he announced today he is running for Senate, presumably against Dewhurst.
Oh, fantastic.
So we will see what happens there, but could actually be a candidate worth supporting.
Well, Patrick, I remember a quote from him in the aftermath of this. He stood up and said, you know, I remember a day when Texans used to stand up against government. He didn't use the word tyranny. I think he used intervention or just government interference with the lives of Texans. And, you know, he sounds like a guy who gets it, that he understands that freedom is crucial for abundance and for a nation to have success in the long term.
Yeah, you know, I don't know his whole record, but there are a lot of liberty-loving people in the House, definitely some villains too, but
yeah.
But I think we're going to win because every kind of bold-faced, strong-arm tactic really only makes their outrages that much more obvious.
Do you get a sense that more and more Texans, because we're talking about this case, the TSA has almost targeted Texas now, are Texans increasingly outraged and willing to take action to stand up against this?
I think they are, especially here in Central Texas, and I just hope we see more mobilization. How many other states is it that are passing or proposing similar legislation?
I thought it was between 25 and 30 other states who are considering similar legislation. But I wonder, what's it going to take to get the TSA to stop molesting air travelers? I mean, do we have to march in with the local sheriff?
I think that's a great idea because it's just so fundamental. You don't mess with the Fourth Amendment. No search and seizure without probable cause, without specific things to be found, et cetera, et cetera. But they say they have pure supremacy. They say they'll do whatever they want. It just it boggles the mind, but those are the tactics they're using. It's martial law.
Well, the other thing, Aaron, that really concerns me is that we haven't seen people standing up yet, you know, in large numbers. Where is the mainstream outrage to this whole thing? As the TSA has risen to power, remember when it was first, the pat-downs weren't as bad, and then it became the enhanced, aggressive pat-downs, fingers down your pants, up your skirt, whatever. You know, where's the outrage? Why did people go along with it?
That's the million-dollar question right there.
I understand you've got some footage.
Yeah, we are going to be featuring a video hopefully next hour. It's crunching down on the computer right now, so it's one of those things you hope it's going to be ready. But it's Alex at the Capitol, just a few clips from his speeches that he gave in front of the Senate, shouting them down, gathering with the other protesters and going through the security and pointing out how, too, ordinary people have to go through the scanners, put their belongings through the metal detector, walk through. But the lobbyists and the senators, they just walk through with a fast ID card. And that's the real problem with the TSA grope downs, is they're really trying to force us onto an ID system. A mandatory background.
You said the lobbyists get through with the quick cards?
Well, I think that's, you know, I'm not sure who exactly we're seeing there in the House.
I wasn't aware of that. I mean, that's new.
Like a lobbyist to me. It could have been a member of the House. But there are a certain select number of people who get through with the card. They don't have to go through the security.
So you have the elite pass card. If you're a member of the elite, you don't have to be molested at the airport.
Yeah, but it's the same way at the White House and at the airport. Yeah, sick though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty sick. Well, what it ends up with is a nation where the laws don't apply to those who make the laws, right? I mean, the one set of laws for them, another set of laws for you and me and everybody else, and that's not freedom. That's not a just society. Now that's, you know, that's an oligarchy. That's a corporatocracy, a two-tiered system where you have the privileged, wealthy elite. And then you have the underprivileged, GMO-fed, molested masses who are treated like worse than animals.
I think we're seeing the big government always claiming they can take care of you, claiming that they could bring you security. They can't. Air travel is unsafe. How many accidents do they have per year due to pilot error or weather conditions or et cetera, et cetera? There's no guarantee that there's a safe plane. There's been how many terror incidences compared with that? Very few.
Yeah, very few.
It goes back to the Benjamin Franklin quote, don't trade your liberty for security because you're going to have neither. Of course you're not. You've got TSA members being caught with child porn on their computers. That was the case over Easter weekend. You've got the guys who looted $400,000-some-odd of travelers' possessions.
Man, that traveler was loaded, huh?
You got hands in the pants. Well, for multiple travelers.
Oh, I see. I was like, one guy.
It was a particular case where the guy got caught selling people's cameras on eBay and their other kind of high-priced electronics, laptops.
Yeah.
He's been stealing them from travelers. There's no security from TSA in the airport. They can't even control their own people.
No. Well, and if they're going to show up at everything that might be dangerous, I mean, downhill skiing is dangerous. If you live in Colorado and you want to snowboard down a hill, is the TSA going to feel your junk before you hit the slopes? I mean, is that what's coming?
Yeah, I wouldn't give them any ideas.
You're probably right. We should retract some of these things so the TSA, they're probably taking notes.
But, you know, the other side that Alex and I have looked into is they really want to deindustrialize the society in many ways. You see that with Agenda 21, which ties in with the health and food stuff, too. And they really want to cut back travel, make it only for a select elite few who could pass a background check, the kind of people who are willing to go along with that, and everyone else to hell with them. They don't want them leaving their compact areas. They want them completely dependent and not really able to travel, or at least that's what they write about.
What's it going to take, Aaron, for the public backlash to become so large and so powerful and so loud that even the state legislators cannot ignore it anymore, and we actually start evicting the TSA out of our airports? What's it going to take?
Well, I think we have seen a crescendo. I think, obviously, little girls getting touched on camera, that's just infuriating for everyone, I think, even those who are not tapped into these issues. I think that has brought up a lot of the level of the anger. And remember, too, when travelers were protesting during Thanksgiving about the body scanners and they had the false shutdown.
Right.
that was around that time, they also promised they would no longer grope children. No longer grope children under 12. They broke it, of course. We saw the video with the 6-year-old girl and the 8-year-old boy and everyone else. It's
but the,
if you're not mad it, about that, what...
Well, that's the question, isn't it? I mean, at what point are people going to wake up and actually stand up and take action? Because, you know, there are a lot of folks out there who, in their own minds, they say, yeah, I'm against that. Yeah, that's outrageous. But are you joining a protest? Are you calling your state lawmakers? What are you doing actively to stand up against this? Because remember, it was philosopher Edmund Burke who said all that's necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men and women do nothing. I added the "and women" part. Because we need women to protest, too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And it's hard, too, because even people who are conscientious, when you do take a plane, you have to be somewhere. You have plans. It's hard to step up and take the chance you won't get on the flight, or if you leave security, they may strong-arm you and try to sue you. But obviously, civil disobedience is going to move everything. And if they're not outraged about touching the private parts of our women and mothers and children and brothers and...
So you think maybe a Gandhi type of moment is coming in America in its outrage against the TSA? You know, Gandhi led the march to Dandi to harvest salt from the sea in violation of the occupying British forces, right? You could not harvest salt.
Mm-hmm.
And Gandhi said that's a basic human right to be able to take salt out of the ocean. It's a food. Are we going to have a Gandhi type of backlash? And who's going to be the Gandhi?
Yeah. Hopefully 1,000 of us instead of just one.
Exactly. That's what we need, the masses.
I've got a Gandhi quote here, actually, that Alex fed me. I see that answer to this, and it was provided by Mohandas Gandhi. All compromise is based on give and take, but there can be no give and take on fundamentals. Any compromise on mere fundamentals is a surrender, for it is all give and no take. That's what our Bill of Rights and Constitution is all about, particularly the Bill of Rights, is right. Our natural rights. I got the Fourth Amendment right here on a nice metallic thing.
Wow.
You can carry through the scanners. Maybe this is the kind of stuff people can use to... You know, when this gets caught in the metal detector, you show them the Fourth Amendment, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, and papers against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall even be issued except with probable cause or with an oath and affirmation, particularly describing the place and persons to be seized. That's not at all what's going on in the airport. They have none of those.
The language is pretty clear.
It's extremely clear.
There's not a lot of wiggle room in that.
And it's a buffer against government abuse, but somehow today we just see it differently, too much TV or something.
But it seems like the masses are so indoctrinated, they're so maybe over-medicated, they're fluoridated, they have so many chemicals in their heads, I mean physically, chemicals in the bloodstream circulating through their brains that they don't seem to be able to think critically about this, or they've forgotten history, or they never learned history, or they just don't get it. I mean, look... I want us to be successful in getting the TSA out of our airports, but I'm frustrated that we don't have millions of Americans rising up right now against this outrage.
I want to know where the government whistleblowers are on this, because you have to be a bad person to be okay with going along with these things.
Yeah.
It just keeps advancing and creeping, and all the stories, the bin Laden death, it's a total hoax. But they just ask people to go along with it. They know they have to keep the lie going because they're in those positions.
And they ratchet it up.
Who would want to do that? And yeah, and it gets crazier and crazier. First a shoe bomber, then an underwear bomber.
Right.
And we don't know what's next. They said they found dogs with bombs planted in them and sewn inside.
Do you think the TSA might be engineering another false flag type of scenario theater to justify more power grabs?
Absolutely. I think that's something to watch for. There's going to be small incidences that just kind of catch a headline, and then... We can only hope there won't be something big.
Well, remember in Minnesota, not too long ago, they ran their own bomb drill and didn't even bother to tell the local police. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They had a TSA bomber going in there to test their bomb detection processes. And then the airport cops found out, but they didn't know it was a drill, and they drew their guns on the guy. I think that was, I mean, that may be a dry run right there.
Yeah.
You know, just to see how will the police react if the TSA starts to have its own bombing type of people moving into security checkpoints.
Yeah, I would not be surprised to see something like that.
It's all theater, isn't it?
Well, theater and the control grid, I think. Yeah. You know.
Man, it's pretty crazy. Well, if you're listening to this right now, of course, you are part of the unusually well-informed. So please spread this message. Get the information out there. Share the URL of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Wear the T-shirts, right? I mean, get this information out there to people because it's going to depend on folks like you to wake up others. You got to tap the guy next to you on the shoulder and wake them up and say, hey, look, your rights are being taken away to the point where your children are being groped at the prom. Come on.
By the way, we were at the Capitol 2 days ago. A lot of those activists are back there today, right now, at noon.
Yeah.
Still pressuring the Congress to do the right thing on the bill, bring it back to the floor, pass it. You know, they had 30 out of 31 senators on that vote.
Just about out of time here, Aaron. Awesome segment here. Thank you. Stay with us, folks. There's more on the other side of this. We will continue to bring you information about the TSA tyranny on America.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about a product the drug companies don't want you to know about. It's called OsteoK. OsteoK is an osteoporosis supplement shown to decrease fractures 87% without any of the dangerous side effects of medications. Calcium and vitamin D only decrease fractures by 16%. OsteoK decreases fractures an astounding 87%. Friends, osteoporosis is a deadly disease. Research shows the most effective approach for protecting your bones is not a drug at all. It's OsteoK. Manufactured entirely in America, OsteoK is available without a prescription and comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. Don't wait until it's too late, because if you have osteoporosis and fracture a hip, you have a 20% chance of dying within a year. I urge you to take charge of your health today. I cannot recommend this breakthrough product enough. Go to www.nbihealth.com or call 800-624-1416 right now. That's 800-624-1416 to start taking OsteoK.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. You just heard a segment about the TSA and what might be some of the answers to the tyranny of the TSA that's taking over America today. It's a rise to power of an agency that must be kept in check if we hope to have any kind of freedom left in America. Now, a lot of the things you hear here on the Alex Jones Show, you might initially think, well, where is this coming from? You know, like, well, hey, Alex isn't making this stuff up. I'm not making this stuff up. Aaron isn't making it up. We are reporting what's really going on underneath, behind the scenes, let's say, the undercurrents that are going to come out and emerge and affect you if we don't change things right now. For example, mainstream media is not going to tell you that the TSA could rise to become a new Nazi type of secret police power in America. They're not going to see that. But Alex Jones can see that. I call Alex the Matrix decoder, because he can look at the news. He sees the Matrix, you know. He sees everything going on, and he can decode it, and he can see the agenda behind it and underneath it, and he can see where it's going and what's going to happen if we don't put a stop to it and keep these tyrants in line. That's why it's so cool to listen to Alex and see his take on things. He has just an amazing ability to bring together a lot of information and understand it. I mean, he should be an analyst. He should be a top-level analyst for some government. But, of course, he wouldn't want that role because he wants to be talking to the public and not just working behind the scenes. But he's that brilliant in analyzing the information, the Matrix decoder. Now, also, when you hear this information, you might say, what are the answers to this? What can we do? I always want to give you solutions when I'm filling in hosting here. I want to leave you with some solutions. And I'm only on for a couple more minutes, and then Aaron's going to be talking with Bob Chapman on the other side at the top of the hour. But I want to leave you with some solutions, because I think that's important. Now, the solution to tyranny is liberty. The solution is always freedom and liberty. That's how we take back our rights and our freedoms and stop tyranny from overtaking our country. The solution to out-of-control government is people like Ron Paul, and more importantly, the philosophy that Ron Paul stands for. It's not the person, it's the philosophy that they adhere to. Because we don't want to put up even Ron Paul. We don't want to make him a God-like figure. He is... The reason that we admire him is because of his philosophy. We don't want you to worship any one individual. Even Alex says, don't worship him. Don't worship me or anybody. You should adhere to the principles and then believe in your own power to be part of making a difference in this country based on those principles. And that's what Ron Paul believes. That's what Rand Paul believes. I know that's what Alex believes, and that's a philosophy that I adhere to as well. So the solution to tyranny is freedom and liberty. And the solution to health, or the disease that's out there and the sick care system that is bankrupting our nation, the solution to that is health freedom and food freedom and getting the toxic chemicals out of our food supply, out of the GMOs. I mean, get the GMOs out of our food supply, get the aspartame, the MSG, these other toxic chemicals out of our foods, and we can restore health and give us back health freedom. Well, what am I saying? Give us back. We got to take it back. We have to take back our health freedom with acts like the Health Freedom Protection Act that, not coincidentally, Ron Paul has introduced year after year in the U.S. Congress. We need to make that law so that we have the ability to choose what kind of health care that we wish to have for ourselves and our children. Hey, if you want to go get vaccinated, that's your choice, but don't push your vaccines on me and my family or my children. Don't force me to take your Western medicine, your radiotherapy, and your chemotherapy for cancer when I know that there are Amazonian herbs that can cure cancer far better, more effectively, and with no toxic side effects. The answer is right out there. The answer is freedom, and the answer is health freedom in the health world. Thanks for joining us today on the Alex Jones Show. Aaron is on the other side of this break with Bob Chapman. Take care.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.